This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is JSU's Dr. Miriam Hill, associate professor of geography. She's here to talk about a field that's in much demand, geographic information systems. She's being interviewed by News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in. What organizations use geographic information systems?
Geographic information systems are used to solve many spatial problems. All levels of government use it. Tax offices need to know about the land parcels to collect tax revenues. The transportation department needs to maintain the roads, install and replace signs, and monitor traffic flow. Planners use GIS to study zoning and environmental conditions, and to control development and to make certain that public services are available. The health department may map the spread of disease and match people to services, while the school board uses it for defining school service areas and bus routes. Emergency management disaster plans use GIS models and rely on GIS to locate distress calls and route help. For example, fires may cause traffic congestion that changes the best routes and destinations for ambulance runs. GIS helps site fire and police stations, and is used by law enforcement to map crimes and arrests and to allocate resources. Besides government, GIS is important for business because about 80% of all business data are spatial. Travel and tourism, real estate, trucking and delivery services all use GIS. It can help to site new facilities, economically obtain resources, and better direct advertisements to potential customers. GIS is a rapidly growing industry.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.